What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
Let's bow our head and send our strongest members to the King of Pop, the Prince of Hope, our brother, Michael Jackson.
I've been doing a lot of soul searching, and what I find interesting is the story of David. He fell in very, very significant ways, but then picked up the pieces and built from there.
I just had a conversation with Al Franken congratulating him. My wife's faith, the Catholic faith, she's there praying the rosary, and in the New Testament, Philippians, there's a section to be anxious about nothing, prayer and supplication, but faith in God. I'm in the Jewish faith, and God has a plan. I believe that.
The president does say he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman, but he's opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act. He wants to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act.
A couple of special friends, Bishop Gene Robinson. Where's Gene?
Well, I don't know about you, but I slept like a baby last night. We had a long night, but it was a great night with our listeners celebrating 1 year back on the air for Issues Etc., not only here in the studio, as they came through in a very orderly fashion, given the fact that the parking lot outside was crowded with Issues Etc. listeners. They came through our tiny studios to watch the show as we talked with Pastor Matt Harrison yesterday afternoon in a very orderly fashion, and a lot of people to thank. And then we had a dinner with them. I called it a church picnic with air conditioning. It was a tremendous time to get together with our listeners and to thank them for their part in the return of Issues Etc. and the last year of broadcasting again as Issues Etc., Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened last night. For those of you who weren't able to make it, try and paint a little picture of how the evening went. And that'll be the first 50 minutes or so of this Wednesday's program. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It is Wednesday, July the 1st, beginning of a new year for Issues Etc. That's how we'll always count our years, I think. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our conversation on our one-year anniversary open house last night, Pastor David J. Weber will join us. We'll talk about the faith of Abraham Lincoln as we head into this Independence Day holiday weekend. And then Rich Abonis will join us for the entire second hour to talk about the religions of Hollywood, from Scientology to Kabbalah, to mysticism, to there are some atheists, that's a kind of religion too, Mormons, Buddhism, I think there are even some Wiccans in there. It's hardly a godless Hollywood. We'll talk about the religions of the stars with Rich Abonis in the second hour of the program. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. How'd you sleep last night, Jeff?
Very well, very well.
I thought you would. You seemed like a happy man come about 8:30 last night as the listeners were all leaving the American Legion and the evening was over. I actually saw a smile on his face, Craig. I mean, he was smiling that kind of smile where you can't help but smile. I think he was pleased with how everything went yesterday.
It's a smile of satisfaction.
Yeah, definitely. So what was the highlight for you last night, Jeffy?
I think it was just the course of the 2 days, listeners coming out from all over the country. We had people show up here from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Indiana, Florida, Michigan.
Texas.
That's unbelievable.
And then hearing from people. I read a couple emails yesterday from listeners in Iraq, India, and Canada. And speaking of Canada, one of the highlights of the evening for me was getting an opportunity to show everyone who came out for the open house this series of videos that Pastor David Gallus in Canada, I think it's someplace in Ontario. I don't know my Canadian geography very well. He's a pastor, Lutheran pastor up there. He had, in the last 15 months, compiled a set of YouTube videos that just got better and better every time we found one that kind of told the story of Issues Etc., as cancellation, protest, all of those things that made up the first year of our broadcasting all the way up to the great stable of guests that we're able to offer our listeners. And I think the people who are watching were actually moved by the series of videos we were able to share with them last night. That was one of the highlights. Besides, I got to say, the top 10 list that your brother put together for us. That was, I mean, it was a kind of a David Letterman top 10 list. What was the reasons
I've got
why?
I've got them right here.
You want to read them? Quick?
Yeah,
do
I think
it.
We share them. It was it got the most laughs of the night. I was like, told my brother I should have read this after, you know, at the end of my spiel.
And Mike wasn't able to be there.
Yeah, my brother was a big fan of the show. Top 10 reasons Craig, Jeff, and Todd are celebrating Issues Etc.'s 1-year anniversary. 10, where else do you get 35 company holidays per year? Number 9, our listeners cleaned the bathroom.
And that's true.
Number 8, no shirt, no shoes, no problem. Number 7, in college, 3 hours of lecture meant 9 hours of studying. In radio, 2 hours of radio means, well, 2 hours of radio. Number 6, thankfully, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Number 5, no more meetings. Number 4, hello, Fox, what's that? You want to do a reality TV series, Issues Etc., Escape from Saddleback? Number 3, we all have faces for radio. Number 2, we're finally fully vested in the company profit-sharing plan. And the number 1 reason why Craig, Jeff, and Todd are celebrating Issues Etc. is 1-year anniversary, Cruda Bakery.
And that was very true. Jim and Mary Cruda helped us out yesterday tremendously. They have a bakery here in Collinsville, Illinois. They're great fans of the show and great supporters of the show. And one of the ways they showed their support, actually several ways, they put together 2 great cakes that actually, if you go to the Etc. page of our website, you see all these pictures of guests who've been here, visitors who've come through in the last year. They put together 2 great cakes. One said, "We have issues," and the other one, I think, just had our logo on it, surrounded by pictures of our listeners coming in. They knew exactly what to do with this cake. Plus, it was the best cake I've ever eaten in my life. I had a piece when I got home last night, actually. And then Mary Cruda was our den mother over at the American Legion for the dinner, and everything ran perfectly. It was marvelous.
We also need to thank the den mother here at Lutheran Public Radio that brought in tours of 10 at a time because we can't fit all the people that were there. Weren't you impressed with Sally Hendrickson, by the way? Great job, Sally. Appreciate it. She was our tour guide. Weren't you shocked by the turnout?
Oh, yeah. I was amazed. I mean, at first, when people started showing up about 3 o'clock, and then 3:30 more people showed up, And about 4 o'clock, we started bringing the people through in an orderly fashion, and they just kept coming and coming and coming. And I didn't see the same face twice, except for I think my associate at Trinity, Pastor Cum, I think he was sneaking through on a couple tours. But I didn't see the same face twice the whole time, and it was marvelous. In between breaks, we were able to Matt and I were able to open the door in that second hour and say hello to people as they were passing through. And it was great. I was surprised, and I stepped outside between the 2 hours, between the 3 and the 4 o'clock hour, and parking lot full of people, many of whom I've never met before. Just great listeners, said hello, went back to do the 4 o'clock hour, and then we all met over for dinner. I was telling people, stay for the dinner, because I was afraid people would come through and then just go home. As far as I can tell, most everybody stayed for the dinner.
Oh, not true. No.
Really?
No, Craig and I were just talking about there was a lot of people. I could name 2 dozen people right now who are here for the open house that didn't show up for the dinner. And we had well over 150 people at the dinner. Yeah, there's a lot of people that didn't.
We filled up the room. Filled up the room fairly well.
Easily. Thanks to Frankie, Craig's brother, grilled for like 3 or 4 hours straight, hamburgers and hot dogs.
And apparently he had some sort of, a malfunctioning grill or some sort of flames were licking at his ponytail all night or something like that. But we have to say thanks to your dad too, who was ferrying the food back and forth from the grill.
And my mom, who did a lot of the setup over the American Legion. Her birthday's day. Happy birthday, 75th mom. Carol
Happy
Schwartz.
Birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it was good to see Chris Roseborough fighting for the faith, and Pirate Christian Radio came with his Pirate Christian Radio SUV. It was good to see Chris last night, all the way from Indiana.
Absolutely. And what else was I going
to
say?
Hey, Todd, I had a couple of people say something to me yesterday. They said, I guess the pictures on the cake were taken off of the Etc. page.
Yeah.
A couple of folks said, hey, I made the cake. Their picture from the Etc.
They made
page.
The cake.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're on the cake. So I thought that was pretty funny.
And, you know, that's what's great about the cake that that Jim put together. He understands what the show's about. It's really about the guests, and it's really about the listeners. And that's what those two things reflected so well. I got to thank my dad because my dad was here in the studio with me, with the three of us from this morning, running errands for us all day long. And I mean, he could have just sat there on the on our new LPR love seat and you know, read a book, but he ran errands for us, and it took a ton of time to do all that, and it made it easier for us to do the show and have the open house at the same time.
The special thanks to, it was great to meet Ty. He, you didn't know this, but he was accessing the phone callers in the first hour.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean Bob and Cindy's grandson?
Cindy Myers from Florida. Yeah, their grandson. He was a big help.
He was actually pushing buttons.
Yeah, he accessed the first two calls that day and disconnected. I told him, I said, hey, don't tell Wilkin how easy this job is, or he's going to boot me out of here and realize that, you know, a 9-year-old boy can do this job.
Yeah, well, I already knew that. A 9-year-old boy could do the job. Craig is irreplaceable. There's no doubt about that. But the rest of them. And to see the listeners through the glass, even though because we were doing our show, we weren't always able to acknowledge everybody who was waving at us. To see the listeners through the glass, coming through in group after group, watching the show being done, watching Pastor Matt Harrison talk about one of the best subjects he talks about, mercy, was that for me, that was the highlight also of the day, to have the listeners in here to see what they only get to hear on any other day. Our door is always open, by the way, for people who want to come and visit, but it was nice to have this one-year anniversary of people in and out of the studio and then together with them over at the American Legion. They even had a sign outside, our names up in lights, or at least issues, et cetera, up in lights. LCMS Inc. never did that for us. They never put us up on the marquee. They really didn't, but the American Legion did, wishing us a happy one-year anniversary. I'm going to try and post as many pictures of this as I can. If people have pictures, put them on your Facebook pages, and if you just tag them as issues, et cetera, or tag them as Wilkin and Schwarz or Craig, we'll find a way of picking them up too. Thanks to everybody who came. Thanks to everybody who came and helped. Thanks to all the people that we didn't have time to thank. Thanks to all of our listeners who couldn't come and said, we wish we could come. Just thanks for 1 year, the first year. And now, July the first Wednesday, second year starts. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back to talk about the faith of Abraham Lincoln. Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support issues, etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included issues, etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry. And we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry as a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and issues, etc., is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues, Etc. 300.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring Issues, Etc. back. Villa Tine Vanen, Gina Edwards, Patricia Metter, Vince Harjorn, Victor Eldridge, Frederick Einstein, Brian Fick, Joseph Kolaski, Greg Butler, Ashley Burns, and Diane Burns. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues, Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues, Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.